Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Yes, my dear fellow human being, this is Martin Horst speaking on ED First Contact Radio, and my guest today is Cobra from the Cobra Resistance. He is an amazing fellow human being, and he has very insightful information. I'm going to get him to the call now, to the show. This is going to be very exciting. Our voices will be modulated. Okay? So, bear with me.
For me now, I'm going to call him. Hello, Cobra.
Hello.
You are now live on ET First Contact Radio.
Okay, hello everybody.
Galactic News. Are you there?
One moment, I'm just speaking. One moment. I need to 1 more minute.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, we can start.
Pardon me?
We can start.
Okay. You're ready.
Yes.
Okay, what can you tell us about the event and the preparation for it?
I have released a lot of information about the event on my blog, so everything is there. I would not want to repeat all the details, but the basic situation is that there will be a breakthrough on the energy levels, a big flash of light from the galactic central sun, and there will be a physical transformation, which will include the reset of the financial system, arrest of the cabal, and start of the disclosure process.
The rest of the cabal needs to be removed, and there are layers of energy, of dark energy, that need to be removed. How far are we in that process of the layers of the atmosphere where there are still atoms?
We have the innermost layer, which extends 30 meters from the surface in both directions, which has not been cleared yet. And we are having a very intense purification process of that layer right now. So things are quite intense at the moment in that layer.
Yes.
It will take quite some time to clear that. It is not going to happen overnight.
No, and on the website of Metin Kudo, there is a CD that we can buy. I bought it a couple of months ago with your meditation, which is very good. It's called the Goddess Meditation, and I recommend people to buy this CD on metingoodall.net.
Yes, it is a joint project between me, Isis, and Edwin Goodall, and the purpose of that CD is to ground the goddess energy in human lives, which is very important to bring about the balance back to this planet and to ease the situation and the time of transition leading towards the event.
Yes. And a lot of light workers are doing their best with meditations, and I understand from you, from the meditation that you did with Metin Kudo and Isis, that it's very important to focus on the center, the galactic central sun, and to let the golden white light come through your crown chakra and connect it with the core of Mother Earth.
There are many different approaches to meditation. I would recommend the weekly liberation meditation, because if we get the critical mass doing that meditation every Sunday, we can drastically speed up the process. And we haven't reached that yet. We are far from reaching the critical mass. So I would encourage everybody to start with that meditation.
Yes. Well, I have a lot of confidence in you, Cobra, with the information that you give out on the 2012 portal website. And it's spread far and wide, and I think you are one of the most reliable sources of information. And I was just asking myself by reading the text on the newsletter that came out last week, that was very interesting. I will quote something from it, and then you can comment on it, okay?
Okay.
Let me see. This transformation regarding the event, also the light resistance movement, was given at Cobra Conference in Los Angeles in November 2012. So this information is available on veritasgalacticsweden.net/d-event. And then for the event to happen, it is quoted from you that no human authority will decide when this is about to happen. The final word for the event is to happen is coming directly from Source. This is an event of cosmic importance. The last planet under the grasp of the dark forces is about to be liberated, and this is going to send ripples of light throughout the galaxy. Now, just before the event, the source will send a pulse of light through the Galactic Confederation, and the Pleiadians will instruct the resistance movement to use 300 operatives on the surface of the planet to contact the key people inside the military and law enforcement, and then the operation will start. Now, can you sum up the things that needs to be done before this can happen?
Okay, number one is the clearing and removal of all non-physical armor and all non-physical negative entities. This is number one. It's the most important thing. Number two, the creation of the infrastructure on the surface of the planet for the event. Here we have two things. The resistance movement is creating its own infrastructure independently. So there are much more than just 300 agents of the resistance on the surface right now. And they're working undercover. And then the civil authority, the policy of White Knight, within the civil authority and the military are creating their own infrastructure for the event, also undercover. And number three, the surface population, the light workers and the general surface population need to create another infrastructure for the event. And for this reason, we have created a website called repairforchange.net. And this website will give instructions how to create the surface infrastructure, and people will be able to participate. We are now in the process of creating the website, which will take a few more weeks, and then people will begin to actively participate in building that.
Well, then what can people do by registering to that website? Are there anything besides meditation, active steps that people can undertake?
It is not about registering to the website. It is not about meditation. Instructions will be given when the time is right. So everything will be there.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and is there a newsletter that we can subscribe to?
There will be no newsletter. We will have two basic sources of information. Number one is my blog, Portal 2012. Number two is the website preparedforchange.net. So everything will be there.
All right. Now, Cobra, about the Earth changes, there are a lot of things that are happening on the planet with the weather. The poles, as I understand from the source, there are two Pleiadian ships, one below the South Pole and one above the North Pole, that are kind of holding the poles in place to prevent them from shifting. What can you give us for information about this?
There are actually many light ships, not just the Pleiadian light ships. There are many light ships of the Galactic Confederation around the whole planet, including the poles, stabilizing the planet. And the polar shift will not happen in a way that would cause harm. So there are not going to be any drastic cataclysms in the near future.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the Galactic Federation, or Confederation of Light, they are helping us since thousands of years. Can we expect to see more ships in the skies in the coming weeks?
There might be a slight increase, but drastic increase of the sightings will not happen long before the event. So you might have a little bit of increase in the sightings the next few weeks around the solstice, actually the next week, and also around the time of the 4th of July, but nothing really drastic will happen.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested in the work that you're doing, and I'm following since I first encountered your information. Is there any crucial information that you can give the listeners at this time that they need to know?
There is nothing of a very important nature happening right now. I have a lot of information that will be released gradually over the next few weeks or next few months in my blog. I just need to have the time to write it down. And also, there will be, as I have said, this new project of creating the surface infrastructure. A lot of this will be released in the following weeks and months. So there will be a lot of preparation activity taking place. And I would say the event will not happen in the very immediate future. There are still few things that need to happen before that can be possible.
Yes, I have the same feeling because, you know, in May, at the end of May, I had the impression that it was close. But since June, the energies have kind of changed and shifted. And I think things will happen more slowly now. Is that correct?
The plan hasn't changed. It seems that there are layers upon layers that have to be cleared. And there is a lot of this non-physical activity that has to be cleared. And there is progress being made, but it takes time.
Yes.
Also, on the financial front, there is progress being made, but again, the human factor, human greed, and human non-cooperation is slowing things down as well.
I understand. Okay, so would you say that this year will be the year of the event, or do we have to wait until next year or the year after?
I'm not giving you any dates for various reasons. Number one, I don't allow people to have any mental fixation or any fixed idea. And also, I would not want to give this information to the Kabbalah, which is listening, of course. So this information is not to be released, even if it's there.
Okay, of course. Yes, I can tell you that on my other radio station, where I also make radio, we can see the listeners, and there are always three listeners from the secret services that hide their IP address. So you will see unknown. You will not see their IP address.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there are also
there are some people who use programs to how to mask their IP. They might not be necessarily secret service, but also, of course, any kind of people are listening to these kind of shows.
Yes. Well, I can tell you and the listeners that BBS Radio is the number one radio station on the internet. That's not mainstream, but it has the most deep information and most reliable information on the net. And that's why I invited you, Cobra.
Okay, thank you so much.
And then there's something I want to tell the listeners. I need help, financial help, for my shows to continue. If you can help me, you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And underneath the purple image of Salusa, there is a donation button for PayPal that you can use. And Cobra, if people can help you, how they can help you financially?
There are many ways. The best way is just to join the conferences. And if you're visiting the conferences, you are actually supporting the work that I'm doing on many projects, and because some of those projects require money as well. So that would be the best course of action in that aspect. And I would like to mention that many light workers, actually those light workers that have the best ideas, and those people who have the most contribution to give to the liberation of the planet are many times under great financial stress, because it has been orchestrated rather like that. And at the time of the event, part of the Saint Germain funds will be given to those people to give them assistance and the support, which is drastically needed for those kind of people.
Yes, you are very right in this. And I feel that myself as a light worker and many others, they have really financial problems, and it's hard to survive in this society to do a radio program or do your blog, what you're doing, and give conferences. It's really important to receive help from others. And if there's some wealthy listeners, you can help us. Go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and go to the PayPal donation button. Thank you. Okay, Cobra. This is a very important interview, and without steering the conversation too much, I would like to give you the opportunity to talk freely.
Well, there are not many things I need to talk about at this moment, because there are many things which are happening in the background that haven't been finalized. It's basically a lot of hard work and not immediate results. There will be some results coming in the next few weeks. We will finalize the website, and there will be certain instructions given to the general population about preparation for the event. And also, I have planned to release information about the Ascension Plan. This is one of the most important blog releases that will happen in the near future. And because people have a lot of misunderstanding about what Ascension really means and how this will happen. So I hope this article will clarify a lot of that.
That would be very welcome, of course.
Yes, it will happen very soon. I cannot give you the date, I cannot promise you when exactly, but in the next few weeks or even days, no matter what happens.
I can tell you that myself and other people are always checking your blog for new information, and when anything comes out, I'm always very interested to read it.
Yes.
Because it vibrates, it resonates really with me and with many listeners. And when I announced the on Facebook the radio show that I was going to do with you, I had so many reactions. It never happened before on Facebook. Just 2 days before the show, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are listening.
Yes, people are waking up, and finally their questions are being answered, which is good. They have been confused for so long because of this quarantine status of the planet. Information was withheld, and now I'm here to release as much as possible. Of course, there are many things I'm not allowed to say because that could compromise operations taking place right now, but at the same time, there are many things I can say, and I will continue to release information whenever it's necessary and whenever it's appropriate in the future, leading us towards the event.
Yes, because I understand that when you release information that's important, as Sheldon Neidler has done this, then the cabal can take counter actions to prevent this from happening.
And that's not only for giving detailed information about the things taking place right now, of course that would be possible, but if I just release general type of information, everything works just fine. So it's a very delicate balance, and I have to, I receive instructions all the time what to release and what not to release, and when I release something, exactly when to release.
Yes, I understand.
So in certain things are being postponed, there is a very good reason for that.
Yes, yes, I understand. I would like to ask you, Cobra, if it fits for you, maybe you can do a live meditation.
What we can do, if you have a possibility, after this interview is over, just to release, there is a video of the weekly liberation meditation on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can just transmit that video to your listeners.
I can, yes, of course. I think I have it in my YouTube favorites.
Yes. So I would just ask everybody, as many people as possible, to listen or watch that video and do that meditation as often as possible, especially every Sunday at in your local time. It depends on which time zone you're in, but in the blog you can also check always which is the right time zone for the meditation.
Okay, that's very good to hear. I'm doing your meditation that I bought from Edwin Goodall also, which is very powerful.
Yes, the goddess meditation is also very important. There are actually three different meditations on that CD, and all three of them can bring you closer to the balance we're all seeking.
Yes, the first two are from Isis and the third one is from you.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And then the last three tracks are instrumental only, which is also very nice to meditate over.
Yes. Actually, this CD is integrally whole, and it's good to listen to the whole CD and it will actually bring all the elements together.
Yes. And I want to ask Donald from the radio station, from BBS Radio, if he can play something, anything from Edwin Goodall that he has in store. For example, a call sign from Crystal Meditation. And I have a little break, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, Donald, you can play call sign from Edwin Goodall. Call site is the song title, and it's from Edwin Goodall from the Crystal Meditation. Thank you.
All right, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. Welcome back, my friends, and welcome back, Cobra.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the plan for the event, I want to talk about it.
Yes?
The plan for the event. There has always been a plan. The Light Resistance Movement has been steadily working towards the manifestation of the event. They have known there was a way to hack the Matrix. The Matrix is the computer program that keeps us prisoners in an artificial reality. Now, can you maybe explain a bit more what the Matrix is and how we can disintegrate it?
Okay, the Matrix is a combination of the technologies and the presence of the non-physical and physical archons and members of the negative cabal. So, on non-physical planes, they have a very strong network of electromagnetic-based technology of scalar wave, which blocks the light from entering. It holds human aura in the certain non-harmonious state, and that technology actually prevents the light from the galactic central sun to actively enter the human aura. And on the physical plane, of course, you have all the technologies that are quite well known, the spy networks, the financial system, and all that together creates the Matrix.
Right.
And we are all, to some extent, subject to this until we are completely enlightened. Right. And this Matrix is now being disintegrated step by step as we're getting closer and closer towards the event.
Okay, and how can we help as a human population to disintegrate the Matrix more?
I will say it again. Do the weekly liberation meditation, especially the Goddess Vortex, which is part two of the weekly liberation meditation. That will help disintegrating the Matrix quite strongly.
Okay. And there's an article in one of your newsletters, Event Flash. What is really meant by the Event Flash is exactly that, a flash of divine energy from the source, which passes through the galactic central sun, and then will be received by the Galactic Confederation, especially the Pleiadians, who will in turn give the intelligence to light workers within the Light Resistance Movement. On the receiving of the information, the LRN, some 300 operatives, that's the Liberation Movement, I guess, will make contact with the dark forces to see if they are willing to cooperate. If they are not willing to cooperate, they will not be included.
No. It's not like that.
Okay.
This is a misinterpretation. The agents of the resistance movement will contact the key people inside the positive structure on the surface of the planet, inside the military, inside the government agencies, and those people will then, it will be like a network which will spread and actually carry out the operation of the event. And the dark forces that will be arrested, they will be given the opportunity to change their ways, to cross over into the light. And those who do cross over into the light will be slowly integrated into the society. And those who refuse to do so will be subjected to an education process, and some of them will be later taken to the central sun for restructuring.
Yes, and they will completely be restructured. Their whole soul essence will be restructured, correct?
I would say disintegrated and reprocessed in a way that their own demise part will have to enter a new cycle of evolution from the start.
That will take billions of years.
That will take a long time, yes.
Mm-hmm. And, Cobra, I want to ask you a personal question. As a radio host for ET First Contact Radio, once the event happens, what will happen to my show? Will there be Pleiadians that I can interview and they can speak about the post-event scenario?
The Pleiadians will not be public at the time of the event. The only people that will be public at that time is the surface population. And most of the events will be carried out by the surface population. the resistance movement was still at the background, and the aliens were still at the background. And after the event, as humanity becomes more open to this, the aliens will gradually appear step by step. It's a long process.
Interesting. Okay. I was wondering, Cobra, you are in contact with very important forces of light, and some other people are as well, but not many. And somehow I feel that we are all being protected by the Confederation of Light and the Light Forces. Is there any advice that you can give people like yourself and me how to stay out of trouble?
Basically, if you're focusing upon the light and holding the light, this is number one. And number two, if there is any type of danger, you need to get the word out, to inform as many people as possible what's happening. The light forces always operate in shadow. They don't operate in the open. And if something is happening, you have to get the word out, to inform as many people as possible of what's happening in your life.
And can you do that on social networks, for example?
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere. You have a radio station, for example, so you can immediately, you can inform 10 or 20,000 people easily.
Yes. Well, that's my purpose. I'm very happy to have you on the show, Cobra. We have 15 minutes left. And I want to ask you if you can give information about the other races that are comprised of the Galactic Federation. There are Pleiadians, Syrians, Arcturians. But there are many races we don't know by name because they come from very distant star systems. But what can you tell us about those beings? Are they humanoid, for example?
Okay, I would say about 70% of the races are humanoid. And about 30% of them are not. And some of them are quite exotic.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the praying mantis type, there are some other beings who are different shapes. Some of them are like dolphins, some of them are like winged beings that can fly, and some very even more exotic shapes you have never encountered on this planet. But all of them are emitting light, all of them are beings of light, and they are all connected into one single galactic organism of light. For those who will contact humanity, of course, first are the Pleiadians and other humanoid races, because humanity need to integrate at first before other more exotic races appear, show themselves.
Yes. I feel very close connected to the Pleiadians myself, and I think many people are.
Yes, it's true.
About the sun, I want to ask you something about the sunlight. It's very whitish. Since this year, it was after the 21st of December, I have the feeling that the tone, the color of the sunlight is more white instead of that it was a bit yellowish before. Can you explain what that means?
Actually, the physical light remains the same, but the energy quality of the light coming from the galactic central sun and through the outer sun has improved, has changed. As it's a higher vibration, so maybe you are perceiving that energetic change in the light structure coming from the sun. But on the physical plane, not much change has happened yet.
Mm-hmm. You said yet, so what does it mean?
It means that at the event, after the event, there will be also some physical changes in the structure of the matter around this planet.
Interesting. And between the orbit of the Earth and the Sun, there are ships and they are cloaked. Can you give a number of how many there are?
Well, if I just concentrate on the Earth orbit, there are roughly 15 million ships around the Earth. 15 million.
15 million, that's an amazing number.
Yeah. But in the solar system, the number is much higher.
Like?
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions?
Yeah.
And they come from this galaxy, but also from other galaxies, correct?
Most of them come from this galaxy, but there are also some ships and some beings coming from other galaxies, because in this universe we have over 100 billion galaxies, and many of those galaxies have sent their representatives to watch and support the transformation and liberation process of this planet.
Yes. Cobra, it's very amazing to say, to hear from people like yourself that the event that's going to happen on this planet is being watched by the whole universe, and it's the most important event in the recorded history, or not even of recorded history, but the most important history of the since creation.
It is because it is the end of darkness. This is the last point to be liberated, and of course this is a big cosmic breakthrough. And not only for this planet, but for the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that the dark forces were concentrated on this planet?
Actually, this galaxy by itself was chosen to be the one that will undergo this process to purify the darkness. And then the dark forces have been concentrated in this area of the galaxy, in the center of the galaxy, because it's close to the Orion system. And planet Earth is one of the more beautiful planets in this sector, close to the Orion system, and that's why the dark forces have chosen it as the last resort, the last stronghold. And so you had many, there were many dark forces coming from the Orion system and other star systems towards this planet, especially at the time of the last invasion, which happened between 1996 and 1999. And now they're just holding that this planet as long as possible. But their time is over. Their time is up.
Mm-hmm. And Cobra, what's the relation or the connection between Earth and the Orion system?
Well, now the Orion system has been liberated a few years ago, and it's a very important light portal there, which filters the light from the galactic central sun and sends very focused ray of divine will towards this planet that actually encourages people to stand up for their right. This is one of the reasons why we have all those revolutions around the planet, because this energy is waking up people's kundalini, their life force, and they say enough is enough.
Yes. There are many protests now in many countries, and can we see an increase of the protest the coming months?
This will fluctuate. There are certain moments that we have more and certain moments that we have less. But this is not the, this is not yet the final phase before the event.
Mm-hmm. I'm planning to go to England this summer to the crop circles, but it seems a bit a kind of starting very slowly this crop circle season. I understand from a source that some crop circles are not from the light and that you should not enter them. What do you know anything about crop circles and their intent?
Well, there are two types of crop circles. Number one is the one that are being made by the Galactic Confederation. And number two, there are certain groups on the surface of the planet that they create the so-called fake crop circles with their own agenda. They have their own purposes, which vary. They can be artistic, they can be a political message, it can be an activist message, or it can be downright negative message. And also, sometimes those crop circles can include rituals of a magical nature. So we have a variety of crop circles appearing around the planet.
Yes, and how can we discern, how can we know that they are good to enter, to get healed?
You will feel by their energy.
Mm-hmm. And in England is the heart chakra of Mother Earth around Glastonbury and Stonehenge. And there's another chakra of the Earth in Machu Picchu. Do you know which chakra it is from the Earth? Is it the throat chakra or the crown chakra?
None of them are really the crown and throat chakras. There are so many vortexes around the planet. It's impossible to describe in such a short time. But actually, the crown chakra of the planet is the Mount Kailash in Tibet.
Wow. Now, I wish I could travel there, but I understand also, Cobra, something interesting. Maybe you know about it. I understand that the Kundalini from the Earth is now focused in the southern part of Peru, northern part of Chile, and that there are many Buddhist monks from the Himalayas that are traveling together with Maori from New Zealand and people from Hawaii to this part of South America.
Yes, this is one part of the process, but there are many more people around the world, everywhere, which are helping with the activation of this planetary community.
I was just asking myself, and you, of course, I have a strange feeling the last few days. Like I'm being watched, or kind of restless. And I've spoken to people on social networks who have the same feeling. Do you know where that is coming from?
Part of this is coming from the asteroids you explained, where the atoms are quite active in the last few days. And also on the physical plane, there is an increased activity of checking everything because the Kabbalah is quite nervous.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to worry about.
Okay. It's good to hear. Cobra, we are going to come close now to the solstice, the summer solstice.
Yes, it's true.
I'm planning an event in a national park in the Netherlands with people to meditate in a forest, in an open spot of the forest, to receive love and information from the star beings. Is there any type of information or advice that you can give us what we should do while we are meditating at night on the solstice?
What is important is to connect with the stars, to just watch the stars for hours. And this is the best way to connect with the universe. I would not recommend a specific meditation. Just be there and watch the stars, and in your mind, in your heart, connect with the Galactic Confederation, with the Pleiadians, with the Syrians, in your own way. And this is the best way the contact can be made.
Yeah, and this is also advice for other groups that will go out on the solstice to meditate. Cobra, we have 5 minutes before we have to sign off, 4 minutes in fact.
Yes.
I would like to give you the opportunity to, to give you a website for people that are new to your information, because there are always coming people that are new to the show.
And yes.
How can they find you?
Okay, I will just give you the name of the website, and this is 2012portal.blogspot.com. If you cannot find it like this, you can just Google Portal 2012, and it is the first hit on the Google.
Okay, that's very important to know. And for myself, my dear friends who are listening, my dear brothers and sisters from the stars who are incarnated on Earth, please help me to support the show. Go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and give a kind donation. Okay, Cobra, I think I'm going to leave you and leave the listeners with peace and love. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to be here with us. You've been amazing, and I've done a lot of effort to modify your voice, and I think it worked perfectly this time.
Yes, very good, very good. Thank you.
And I want to ask you last question. When the event happens, will you be available for an interview?
This is not decided yet, because it is there are many options where I will be at the time of the event.
Okay. Well,
so at the moment there will be choices that will need to be made, priorities that will need to be chosen from. Many things will be happening, and most likely I will not be available for interviews at that time period. But I don't know yet. There are so many things that have to be decided in that time frame.
But we'll stay in close contact, and stay tuned on BBS Radio, because next week I will have another interesting guest. Love and light to you, Cobra, and victory to the light. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you everybody for listening, and victory of the light.
Okay, namaste, Cobra.
Thank you, namaste.
Namaste.